I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs. Because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No. I don't think so.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Nice! Noise!
Good morning. It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise. Here with your host, Luke Mead, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. atop of the gorgeous Student Union building here at CITR 101.9 FM. How you doing today? Kind of warm out. Feels good. Got lots and lots and lots of new stuff for you in the next hour and a half. However, the first half hour is going to be dominated by a couple of recent deaths that I didn't get to talk about last week. Did hear about them, though. But in 24 hours, we had just a magnificent double whammy. Jimmy Carl Black, Frank Zappa, and the Mothers of Invention drummer died, and so did legendary Exotica singer Ema Sumac. And we're going to focus on their music for the next half hour, and then we'll get into a whole bunch of new stuff. We'll start with Jimmy Carl Black, amazing drummer from the Mothers of Invention, best known for his "We're Only in It for the Money," his appearance on there, but best known for his catchphrase, "Hi boys and girls, I'm Jimmy Carl Black and I'm the Indian of the group." You'll be hearing a lot of that, and did a lot of stuff with Captain Beefheart in the 70s, and most notably came to Vancouver for about the last 5 years playing with the Grandmothers, the surviving members of the Mothers of Invention, playing at Folk Fest every year. And I cannot believe I've never seen them, and I'm just kicking myself for that. So we're going to start off with side one of "We're Only in It for the Money," the original mono copy, mind you, because I couldn't stand what Frank Zappa did to it in the 80s. He actually re-recorded all of his vocals and re-recorded all of the bass lines, and it sounds dated and synthy and 80s, and just in all essence, just really, really crappy. So I've got my original here. It's kind of banged up, so please forgive me. But and then we'll get on to some Ema Sumac in the next little while here. This is Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention with "We're Only in It for the Money."
Out of sight, yeah. Listen, are you hung up?
What does that mean?
You're strung up.
I can't understand.
Out of sight, yeah. Listen, are you hung up?
One of these days, I'm going to erase the world. In the world. Tomorrow, I may do it to all the friends and the masters. Nothing, empty space. That's what they are now, blank, empty space. I know he's sitting in there in the control room now, listening to everything I say, but I really don't care. Hello, Frank Zappa.
Hi, boys and girls. I'm Jimmy Carl Black. I'm the Indian of the group.
What's there to live for? Who needs the Peace Corps? Think
just drop out. I'll go to Frisco, buy a wig, and sleep on Owsley's floor. Walk past the wig store. Danced at the Fillmore. I'm completely stoned. I'm hippie and I'm trippy. I'm a gypsy on my own. I'll stay a week and get the crabs and take a bus back home. I'm really just a phony, but forgive me 'cause I'm stoned. Every town must have a place where phony hippies meet. Psychedelic dungeons popping up on every street. Go to San Francisco. How I love you, how I love you, how I love you, how I love you, Frisco. How I love you, how I love you, how I love you, how I love you. Oh, my hair is getting good in the back. Every town must have a place where phony hippies meet. Psychedelic dungeons popping up on every street. Go to San Francisco. Hotcha. First I'll buy some beads, and then perhaps a leather band to go around my head, some feathers and bells, and a book of Indian lore. I will ask the Chamber of Commerce how to get to Haight Street and smoke an awful lot of dope. I will wander around barefoot. I will have a psychedelic gleam in my eye at all times. I will love everyone. I will love the police as they kick the shit out of me on the street. I will sleep. I will go to a house. That's what I will do. I will go to a house where there's a rock and roll band because the groups all live together. And I will join a rock and roll band. I will be their road manager. And I will stay there with them and I will get the crabs, but I won't care.
Concentration mode over the camp in the valley. Concentration mode. Wish I was back in the alley with all of my friends still running free. Hair growing out every hole in me.
American way, how did it start? Thousands of creeps killed in the park. American way, try and explain. Scab of a nation driven insane. Don't cry, gotta go bye-bye. Suddenly die, die. Cop, kill a creep. Pow, pow, pow.
Tomorrow I get to do it. This is my example of creation. And the day after that, and the day after that. Also, at the same time, I get to work with the Velvet Underground, which is a shittier group as Frank Zappa's group.
Hi, boys and girls. I'm Jimmy Carl Black, and I'm the Indian of the group.
Concentration mode.
American way, threatened by us. Drag a few creeps away in a bus. American way, prisoner lock. Smash every creep in the face with a rock.
Don't cry, gotta go bye-bye. Suddenly die, die.
Cop, kill a creep. Pow, pow, pow.
Someone said they made some noise. The cops have shot some boys. You'll sit home and drink all night. They look too weird, it's sick. Mama, someone said they made some noise. The cops have shot some girls and boys.
Some say your nose, some say your
toes. I think it's your mind.
Your mind.
I think it's your mind.
All you children are poor, unfortunate victims of systems beyond their control. A plague upon your ignorance, to the great despair of your ugly life.
Where did Annie go when she went to town? Who are all those creeps that she brings around?
All your children are poor, unfortunate victims of lies you believe. A plague upon your ignorance that keeps the young from the truth they deserve.
Song is discorporate. It means to leave your body.
Discorporate and come with me. Shifting, drifting, cloudless, starless, velvet valleys and the Zampa Sea. Wah wah, unbind your mind. There is no time. Stamps and paste them in this corporate, and we will begin. Wah wah,
our socks, our
diamonds on velvets, on gold guns, on bricks, on Amid, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, on up and away and afar and a go go. Escape from the way of your corporate logo. Unbind your mind, there is no time.
Mind
to lick your stamps and paste them in this corporate, and we'll begin. Freedom, freedom, time.
Of velvet and satin to music by magic by people that happen to enter the world of a strange purple jello. So the dreams as they live them are all mellow yellow.
Unbind your mind, there is no time.
The love and to sit and play my bongos in the dirt.
I'm going to love and sit and play my bongos in the dirt.
nervous wreck.
Hey, Pop! Hey!
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 Hey! Hey!
Hey! Hey! Hey! Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Hey!
Hey! Hey!
Hey!
Hey!
Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Hey! Hey! Hey! Hey! Hey!
When my royalty check comes, I'm going to buy a Mustang.
Yeah, it's one of the most sardonic 1960s releases ever. You'd think it would be such a, just judging by the album cover and the parody of Sgt. Pepper on the inside, that it would be like a hippy drippy flower power album. But as you can hear by the lyrics, the Mothers of Invention were not a big fan of hippies in general and flower power and San Francisco, even though they lived there for a while. So go figure. Anywho, that was Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention with Rolling It for the Money in honor of the passing of Mr. Jimmy Carl Black, better known as the Indian of the group, as he says himself. Rest in peace, my friend. And we're going to deal with yet another passing that happened November 1st. And I must confess, when I heard that she passed away, I was like, wow, she was still alive? Because not much had been heard from her since the early 90s, actually. But yes, the legendary Ima Sumac, who was best known for her lounge music and her exotica recordings, best kind of known as like this Incan princess with a 4-octave range, insane, insane voice. If you know your musical theory, she can go from a B2 to a C-sharp 7th, and that's approximately 123 to 2270 hertz. So there you go. Huge influence on female vocalists such as Kate Pearson and Diamanda Galá and stuff like that. There's been some speculation whether Ima Sumac was created by Capitol Records and her real name is Amy Camus, which is Ima Sumac backwards, which I wouldn't put it past a corporate company like Capitol Records in the 50s to score a buck or whatever. But we've got something pretty cool. I discovered this record out of my grandfather's record collection when I was like 8 years old. And I was just instantly fascinated with what a weird voice she had and what weird kind of music it was. It was very like kind of the exotic jungle drums and stuff. And you know, very, very 50s and post-World War II. This came out in 1952. But this is Ima Sumac with Legend of the Sun Virgin. Thank you.
Thank you. every topilo meno. Agarra tu lampa, vamos a trabajar la pampa. Ay, tengo miedo, estoy enfermo.
Yes, Gone But Not Forgotten is Ima Sumac from 1952 with Legend of the Sun Virgin. We heard four tracks off of the 10-inch record release that was released in 1952. We heard, my Peruvian is not very good, but Caribe Taki, Witiliana, Lament, and Con Tiki. Yes, so I hope that got your lounge on and made you want to sip a big Mai Tai. You're listening to A Noise here, CITR 101.9 FM, and we're done with the death set there, and we're going to get into the living set. Brand new stuff all around us here. We're going to start this set off. Something brand new that got sent to us by a lovely little duo. Let's see, Daniel and Andrea, and when they get together, they make a very nice noise known as New Sensei.
Traffic was light, the weather was
clear. A truck slowed down and apparently disappeared momentarily into the cloud. Behind it, the car carrying Miss Mansfield did not slow down. It crashed into the rear of the truck, shearing off the top of the car. The three adults in the front seat were killed instantly. Miss Mansfield was decapitated. We'll be right back.
1983, there's no fucking borders. You feel like you can't change shit.
We'll be right back.
I tell you, that's going to be a pretty good show this Saturday at the Dimetric Studios somewhere on Pender Street. I think it's 1444 Pender or 4111 Pender. Can't remember. But that's Women from Calgary. They're playing with the Bicycles, Hot Panda, The Clips, and Gang Violence. So that should be pretty groovy. It's always nice to check out a new place. Yeah, and I'm not going to miss these guys. Probably one of my favorite releases of this year. Before that, another pretty cool show going on Friday. You heard two bands in that one, Bill. You heard something brand new from New Sensei off of a limited edition release, vinyl copy, one-sided, which I always love. This is 147th in a series of 200 records. New Sensei, self-titled record. We heard Raven Tussle and 1992 off of that. And then we heard something from the Shearing Pinks off of their split 7-inch with Stamina Mentis out on Reluctant Recordings out of Edmonton. And we heard No Core Hard Wave. Both of those bands, New Sensei and Stamina Mentis, are playing with Syrup and N213 at the Peanut Gallery. Friday, November 14th. So there you go. A couple things to go check out this weekend. And yeah, keep it noisy as always. We're going to move into some drone here for the next 15 minutes and then we'll have some ads and we'll be back to talk at you. Two Montreal things. I've been playing this a lot in the last couple weeks. We'll hear something from Menace Ruin, the band that brings out my true inner noisy goth. And then we'll start off with a lovely pairing of two Montrealers, no stranger to noise whatsoever. This is Aiden Baker and Tim Hecker.
Thank you. Hello, this is Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Now, the Electric Prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the Electric Prunes... Electric Prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the Electric Prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Launching Thursday, November 13th at 5 p.m., CITR DJs will take to the airwaves asking dedicated listeners to call 604-822-8648 to donate their support and help us reach our goal of $15,000. This two-week-long event is intended to help CITR raise funds for equipment, projects, and general maintenance.
Make sure you tune into this exciting live fundraising event. DJs will be programming only their best with special interviews, co-hosts, and other surprises. In addition to our friends' CITR discount card, we are planning a limited edition run of 2008 Fun Drive shirts plus a number of special drive prize packs for donors.
In order to continue to provide our listeners with the very best in alternative and diverse programming, we need to raise money for station maintenance and restoration and invest in new equipment and new projects.
To make a donation, please call 604-822-8648. That's 604-UBC-UNIT. Or visit www.citr.ca/donate to make a donation online. The CITR Fun Drive launching Thursday, November 13th. Be sure to tune in and show us you care.
It starts tomorrow, boys and girls. Yes, yeah, CITR's third annual Fun Drive, where we ask you guys to just open your hearts and your wallets and show us you care a little bit and help us get some station maintenance around here, get equipment that works, get chairs that don't do this, you know, like, you know. Yeah, 822-UNIT, UBC-UNIT is the number to call, starting 5 o'clock tomorrow. And, yeah, it's going to be very, very, very exciting. We're going to be really manning the phones and stuff like that. We're totally pumped, and we need you guys to keep us alive. We'd love to hear from you. And you can get rest assured, know that this show in particular is going to be doing some special giveaways and stuff for those who want to be charitable. You listen to a noise here. What you just heard in the last set, a couple of cool things out of Montreal. Menace Ruin, like I said, these guys, they're a two-piece. She sings, he doesn't. The Die is Cast is the name of the album. Dismantling was a track you heard there. And then we heard Aiden Becker from Nadia. Very similar sounding band to Menace Ruin, actually. And they played together quite a bit over in the wintry shores of Montreal. Aiden Becker with Tim Hecker. Mr. Tim Hecker, laptop player extraordinaire. New album called Phantasm Parastatique, Stasi, and Auditory Spirits was the name of the track you heard there. We've got some kind of glitchy, electronic-y kind of stuff that has been rubbing me the right way here. And if I can pronounce this gentleman's name correctly, you know, I hope I can do this okay. Zbigniew Karkowski and Daniel Mensch, live electronics, recorded in person and in real time on February 13th of 2008 in Portland, Oregon. This is out on Alienate Records, and it goes on to say here, describing this debut collaboration between Zbigniew Karkowski and Daniel Mensch is as heavy as as heavy would be a serious understatement. Gruelingly brutal would be a much more fitting description. Okay, let's check this out. This track is called Unleash. This is Zbigniew Karkowski and Daniel Mensch on Annoyz.
We'll be right back. you before I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
Well, do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, this is A Noise for the next 15 minutes. Stay tuned at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock. We've got the afternoon yak. Of course, I'm talking about the Green Majority, Canada's only environmental issue show. And 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio, A Go-Go with Mr. Frank Rumbletone. 5 o'clock, Tracy's with us with the Arts Report. 5:30, Canadian Voices. 6:30 this week, Sasquatch's Hideaway. All Canadian content all the time. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val. 10 o'clock, Juice Box with Julia and Caroline. And then 11 o'clock, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. What did we just hear there? Well, some proto-electronics there. We just heard some Mark Trail. New friend of ours here at CITR just sent us his new album, Gold Stripe. This album uses data read from the magnetic stripes of credit cards and bank cards to create a set of musical conditions for improvisation. The sound sources are data captured and transcoded from the card reader and the software. Mark Trail, Gold Stripe, very cool stuff. Before that, some Alienate stuff. It's a big new Karkowski and Daniel Mensch with Unleash, and I hope you enjoyed that assault. We're going to finish off the show like we do every week. Steve Stapleton's Nurse with Wound list today is no exception. We have Achim Reichel, very, very underrated krautrock guitarist. We're going to focus on his 1971 release, simply titled Echo. Four sides of incredible, incredible drone stuff. This is off of Julian Cope's websites. Four musical massives straddle the next three sides of vinyl, each song dedicated to illustrating the echo of the present, the echo of time, and the echo of the future, and the echo of the past. And it's so important and so easy to accept the artist's metaphor when his vision is as clear and as strong as this record. Though Reichel's music here never sounds like it, Echo's mystery approximates similar emotions to Klaus Schulze's later masterwork Dune, in which muttering voices are used so effectively to conjure up the sounds of lost ancestors. And he wraps up his review with, "Petition your local record shop, your local PolyGram office, your neighbors. You need this record. The mental health of the West can only be uplifted by its re-release." This is Achim Reichel with Echoes, and this is side four of the record, and this is the echo of the past.
Thank you.
And that just about does it for yet another edition of A Noise. We just listened to side four of Akeem Reichel's Echo album with the Echo of the Past. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for The Green Majority and tune in next week where we'll have week one of our two-week fun drive extravaganza. Lots of prizes to be had. As always, this is Luke Mead signing off. Same if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Hello. On the live edition of the 110th episode of The Green Majority, we conducted our annual fall fundraiser. On the podcast version of the show, we now present instead our national and international headlines with a rebroadcast lecture by Rex Weiler, co-founder of Greenpeace International. However, if you listen to the program regularly, please consider making a donation to help keep our community-funded resource on air, since CIUT depends on listener support to both run our facilities and to gauge interest in programming. You can contribute any amount as low as $25 via the link on our website at greenmajority.ca. We now continue with the regular programming.
Happy New Year! It's time for your weekly dose of conservation information here on Canada's only environmental news hour. I'm Jordan Popink, broadcasting live from CIUT in Toronto, and you're listening to The Green Majority. Dedicate the majority of today's program to Rex Weiler, a journalist and ecologist most reputed for his work during the original Greenpeace Foundation years and for co-founding Greenpeace International in 1979. In a Toronto lecture presented earlier this year, he had a few things to say about the principles and assumptions underlying and undercutting environmental life today. This and more is coming up, but first, Canada's environmental headlines with Chris Berube and Darren Kaster.
A new report is urging the Ontario government to pay more than $500 million to clean up abandoned mine sites across the province. The report was released Wednesday by the environmental group EcoJustice and notes the current mining laws have allowed mining companies to walk away from more than 5,700 mine sites across the province in the past 25 years. Among these, the report found that over 4,000 of the abandoned mine sites were deemed potentially hazardous to public health by the Ontario government at the time of their closure. The report largely blames antiquated mining laws for the problem, which at present only require a mining company to submit their credit rating as sufficient proof that they'll have the funds to cover the cost of restoring a mining site, rather than a legal requirement to do so. The test was roundly criticized in the province's last